Hey, good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And this year, the Angelina Arts Alliance has a season full of diverse shows to offer. And beginning this Wednesday and Thursday, September 16th and 17th, with the Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, a work by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, an irresistible family musical. Joining me in our Knoll Foundation studios now is Tracy Pinkerton, Executive Director of the Angelina Arts Alliance. She's going to fill us in not only about this show, but also about the season coming up. Hey, Tracy.
Yes, hi. It's nice to be with you again.
Yeah, so we've got, my sister loves this album, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. She's got the Donny Osmond
one. Yeah, of course.
So tell us who's going to be in this show and give us a little preview about the show for those who really don't know what this is about.
Well, you know, the show is the Broadway National Tour, so they don't even have it cast yet. It changes every year unless the last cast wants to stay on.
Right.
And so I don't think that cast is going to be here. That was Ace Young and Dana DeGarmo from American Idol. They did the tour last year, so I don't know who it's going to be.
Okay. So,
it's going to be a surprise.
Be good,
yeah, they usually cast it like August to start rehearsing and they launch it in September. It'll be a surprise. But you know what? Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is Sunday school like you've never seen it before.
Right.
Kind of reminds me of those little felt things they do in Sunday school. Really bright colors. The whole thing is designed to look like that.
Right.
And so it's a family-friendly show. And of course, it's the story of Joseph.
So coming up after that, what do you have? You're going on next to...
Yeah, after that, we have Stephen Lang. You know who he is?
Yeah.
Film and television actor. He does a one-man show called Beyond Glory, where he portrays 8 Medal of Honor winners. Very dramatic. And it's going to honor our veterans. Okay. So that's coming up in November.
So he's going to do like a profile, basically, kind of a profile of all 8 of these
who they were
and their life and background. And
he reenacts the actual incident that gave them the Medal of Honor. So he's in the middle of battle. He changes ethnicities, accents, characters, clothing. And there's projections that kind of take you into each man's story. Very riveting show.
All right. So, and then following that in December.
Following that, we had to bring back the Texas Tenors. Oh my gosh, Bill,
I knew once you brought those.
They were so popular. And what a nice group of guys. They're amazing singers. Yeah. And they're really eclectic in their performances. And so we brought them back for their Christmas show. They had a Christmas album, and everybody just raved and raved. So we decided, let's bring them back for Christmas. So we got the Texas Tenors coming back for Christmas in December.
Okay.
December 21st.
And so last year they were kind of doing a different show. And you had, I believe, the Nutcracker last year as your Christmas special.
Did.
So this year you're changing it up and you're going with the Texas Tenor. And that's going to be right before Christmas.
Right
so
before
it'll
Christmas
really,
week.
Really set it up.
That Monday of Christmas week,
And so coming up now, January is going to be a sparse month, but February, you've got some great stuff ahead.
We do. We have Riverdance 20 Years, the anniversary tour, which is really exciting because it toured all through Europe, all in 2014. And of course, it's been gone for about 4 years. And so everyone's very excited. It's new costumes, new a lot of things. And, you know, Riverdance is a phenomenon in its own. So we're really excited about that. Probably the most phone calls we've had about tickets so far has been, when do Riverdance tickets go on sale?
Oh, really?
So that's going to be in February. We're very excited about that.
So if you're hearing this right now, you might want to think about going ahead and locking in your tickets because that one might go away real quick. So, and then so after Riverdance, you've got, I love Annie Moses.
Oh,
and her,
good.
And
you know them. I'm so glad.
This is, the Bluegrass, Rhapsody in Bluegrass.
Yeah. So, they're a family band. I think there's 6 brothers and sisters and then the parents, and they're all Juilliard-trained classical musicians.
Right.
So they play a lot of crossover jazz, classical, and this one is going to be their bluegrass crossover show.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about them as well.
So now, is this actually taking Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue and bluegrassing it up? Okay, so we're maybe American in Paris should be their next one. I want to hear banjo in Paris and see what the Parisians deal with that. So, and now, another group that looks like fun, the Hot Sardines. This looks like a flashback to old school jazz.
Oh, it is. It's jazz of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and it's a bunch of young, musicians, actually really phenomenal musicians in New York City that kind of just melded together almost by accident, right. And they're taking the country by storm. And they've got a tap dancer, and she plays the washboard as their percussion. So it's really an interesting group, and I think it's going to be a great show. Real exciting.
There's a whole phenomenon going on right now of people picking up on that 20s jazz style.
Yeah.
They're revamping the music mm-hmm. into a contemporary thing, and I've seen a number of these on YouTube. So this is going to be a little, it's not just going to be straightforward necessarily 20s jazz. It's going to be with modern sensibilities
yes.
and attitude and all of that, but
absolutely.
It's going to be fun. And
very gritty.
Yeah, and these players are phenomenal. So when you hear them literally going into this fast-paced, up-tempo jazz, you're gonna hear some musicianship,
yep.
you know, and the ability to kind of do gymnastics with your instruments. So
absolutely.
Now, you've got a whole kids series lined up as well. Can you give us a preview of some of that?
We're going to do 5 shows again like we did last year. You know, we're going to do 3 shows at the Temple Theater. We have Arc Attack, which is these guys that do the singing Tesla coils. They literally play their instruments through the Tesla coil, through the guitar player in the middle, out the other Tesla coil, and it's a whole science lesson while they're doing this. So it's really interesting. That's in October. And then we have the Intergalactic Nemesis. If you haven't heard of these people, they're based out of Austin. They do graphic novels, live comic books. So it's this amazing comic book projections with 3 live actors, a Foley guy doing all the
sound effects yeah.
and a musician. And so they do a whole story. They have 3 different stories now, but this one's called Nemesis, Intergalactic Nemesis, Target Earth. So I think the kids are going to love that. It's kind of for older, maybe 6th through 12th grade.
Okay, so this is really a comic book coming alive on
absolutely.
The stage,
yep.
essentially. So.
Yeah.
And following that.
And then we have Peter Rabbit Tales for the little wee ones coming. Yeah. Enchantment Theater is going to do that whole thing. And it's a Beatrix Potter, you know, designated show. And so I'm excited about that. It's all with puppetry and, you know, nice music. And that's going to be for the little kids.
And that's going to be in April, right?
That'll
and so
April.
That is the 150th anniversary.
Yes.
I didn't realize
yeah.
that it's been 150
I think that's why they're doing
years.
The tour,
yeah.
because of the anniversary.
All right. Well,
yeah.
that ties in well. And what else do you have on the horizon?
Well, we're
there?
Doing this really neat project called Mobilizing Our Community to kind right. of celebrate our 15th anniversary. We have Kevin Reese coming from Washington, D.C. He builds mobiles. And we're going to build 15 mobiles for the 15 years, and we're going to place them all over town. And so students come as part of the school time field trip, and they help design and build all these mobiles. Now, he also does a performance because he's an artist and an actor.
Right.
And he does a performance called The Perfect Balance, where he actually talks about the man who created the mobile. And he builds a 17-foot mobile on stage during the performance. So that's going to be at Lufkin Middle School. And the actual assembling of the mobile is going to happen at Angelina College. That's where we're going to put all the kids. And it's all going to come together in that week in November.
So you want to bring the kids in, build mm-hmm. these 15 mobiles, and then have them stationed around Lufkin.
Yeah,
so.
And then the last day he does the show about the mobiles.
Right.
So it all kind of, that whole week, it's an artist residency for a week.
So now after he's all done doing this with all of the kids, he's going to work with those kids to like go out and place those around
yeah,
the community.
They'll
right?
make them all, and we'll kind of have an unveiling at the Temple Theater with all of them. And then the next day, he will go and take them and put them in all their permanent places.
Are they going to have
around.
Like little plaques with,
yes.
you know, with all the
yeah.
little kids who have worked? So they
well, there's a plaque that says we've been mobilized.
Okay.
And we're asking for a grant, which I haven't gotten yet, but I'm hoping we're going to get it to have it underwritten. And yeah, we invite all the kids and the parents and people in the community who have had a part in the mobile. And
right.
it's kind of neat because a kid will look up and go, oh, I painted that piece right there.
Exactly.
And, you know, as when you go throughout the community, you're going to remember that for a really long time.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, do you have any other things that you'd like to preview
well,
for
actually,
your series?
Actually, the last thing, yeah, in February is Black Violin.
Oh, okay.
Really exciting group. It's two African-American violinists, a violin and viola. They play a classical hip-hop mashup.
Okay.
And they travel with a DJ and percussionists, and they've been really taking the country by storm, have a new album coming out, and they're going to do 2 shows at Lufkin Middle School and a public performance at Lufkin Middle School, which we've never done before. And so that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. So they're trying to, I guess, really reach young people
yes.
through their music by introducing classical into that stream
yeah,
of music that young kids can kind
absolutely.
Of tap into.
Absolutely. And they're classically trained musicians.
Right.
And they've also played with, you know, P. Diddy and all the
right.
hip-hop guys. So it's really going to be an exciting concert, I think,
all
for
right.
the kids.
So, well, you got any final thoughts? How do folks get tickets? What do they do to get a hold of you?
Yeah, our website is the best way to find out all the information, angelinaarts.org. Tickets go on sale for every show on August 3rd. You can always call our box office, which is 633-5454. That's 936 area code in Lufkin, Texas. And that's really the best thing to do. The website has all the information on it, ticket prices and dates and everything.
All right. Well, Tracy, I want to thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Bill.
That was Tracy Pankerton, Executive Director of the Angelina Arts Alliance, who joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning to preview their upcoming season of shows, which begins on Wednesday and Thursday, September 16th and 17th at 7:30 p.m. with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Tickets go on sale on August 3rd, and you're encouraged to get in there early for all of these great shows. For complete details, you can visit the Angelina Arts Alliance at angelina.org online, at angelinaarts.org online, or call them at 936-633-5454. That's 936-633-5454. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.